from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steven Stamkos. So, probably a couple months ago, it was brought up to me that if he hit the open market, he's somebody the Sabres would have interest in. And I think I put that out there a couple months ago. I didn't think he would make it. I thought he'd sign in Tampa because why not? You're a captain, and it just happened last time, and he ends up going back to Tampa. So when I got the Skinner info the other day, last week, with that came another, oh, by the way, they're going to try on Stamkos. Tampa Bay already basically used their money for Gensel. Their agent for Stamkos, Tommy Ian, keeps saying he's going to hit free agency.
Chad DeDominicis on his podcast, the Expected Buffalo podcast. Guys over there do a great job on Stamkos. I'm formulating a question right now for Twitter. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy might check in at 8:30. Chris Peters coming up at 9. It's free agency day. We're recapping the draft a little bit as well. Disappointing. The Sabres didn't make a trade. Nobody made trades during the first round, but that was something that fans wanted and I wanted to see them do for months. And definitely deflating to not really feel like it ever got anywhere close. The question I'm formulating that's based on that clip there from Chad, or relates to it. Let's have some fun here with this. If the Sabres did sign Stamkos today, it would be the most stunning thing to happen in Buffalo sports since what? What is the most stunning thing? Like, you were just knocked out of your chair.
Von Miller.
Floored. Von Miller?
Maybe, but that's recency bias, maybe.
I think that's recency bias because when they signed Von Miller, so I was on the air. That was I was hosting the Nightcap at the time, and maybe the show had just got started. And I think that, like, maybe the minute before, no, it was after, they signed O.J. Howard. Also, I'll always remember that. They signed O.J. Howard, like, in the same breath that they signed Von Miller. That though was after you, it's like, okay, it hits you like, oh, Von Miller. Wow. Look at that. And there was no word about that leading up to it, right? That day that I remember for the Bills and free agency, we were talking pass rusher for sure. That was right after 13 seconds. So it was the off season after 13 seconds, and here comes free agency, and Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison, right, they were free agents, they were gone, and they were remaking that position, and we were all in on talking pass rusher. But Vaughn never was the idea. Vaughn was not the idea. Chandler Jones was the idea. That was the guy we were talking about, because he's kind of local, right? Rochester native, right? And he was very good at the time. He just felt like he made sense. Chandler Jones was the guy they were going to go for. And then he signed with the Raiders, and even after that, I don't remember jumping to, well, maybe they should go with Von Miller now. Or was there really talk of them signing him? It was just, boom, there's Schefter. Von Miller's a Bill. Oh, what? There was definitely a moment where, like, oh, wow. But then you sat with it for a second and, like, okay, this makes sense. They are great. They have Josh Allen. They are, especially right after 13 seconds, we felt like they should have won the Super Bowl at the time. And maybe players felt the same way around the league. They would have saw that game. So their culture had been established, and the coach was someone that players want to play for. So, all right, no, that actually makes sense. And they offered him $100 million. So, like, okay, if you think about it, this shouldn't really be that stunning. Of course the Bills should get a guy like Von Miller. Yeah, that makes sense. This would be Stamkos signs in Buffalo, and what is the hockey Twitter doing? What? Really? Why? That's the question. Why? There really wasn't a confusing why asked when Von Miller signed with the Bills. Mario Williams signing with the Bills was followed up with a very big why. The money there, of course, that was a $100 million contract before defensive players were getting $100 million contracts. That might be my answer. If the Sabres signed Stamkos today, it would be the most stunning thing to happen in this city since the Bills signed Mario Williams. Because that one was kind of similar, right? That was the best free agent on the market on a team that at the time, with this lineup, the Sabres are on a 13-year playoff drought. Would the Bills have signed Mario Williams when they were in when they hit year 13 of their playoff drought? Oh, I kind of hope that lines up. I kind of hope that lines up. Because then it's destiny. But they were around the same time in their drought. They felt like they didn't exist in the NFL at that time. And when Mario flew here, remember everybody, all the insiders, like Schefter or whoever, like they kept trying to tell you, like, he's going to Chicago. Or not that he's going to sign there, but he's going to fly to Chicago. He's meeting with the Bills, but, you know, full expectation. He'll leave Buffalo without a deal. He'll go meet with the Bears. He'll go meet with the Giants. He'll go meet with these bigger teams. And then he was still here, and then he was still here. And then it got to, like, day three, and it's like, is he still here? Did he leave yet? Has anyone seen him leave the airport? And then he signed.
March 16th of 2012.
So that's that might be year 12.
I was going to say, I think it's year 12, but still, that's close enough.
It might be year 12. It's pretty close.
Close enough.
Yeah. And then he signed, though. And it was even, I guess when the moment he signed, I guess because it was so dragged out that it wasn't as stunning the moment that it happened. But that's my answer. When they signed Mario Williams, it was like, it was crazy. Let me know if you got a good answer for this. If they signed Stamkos today, there's Chad, Dina Minasis, like, yeah, they're going to go for him. I'm not, and I don't think even Chad is. He said that multiple times. Or anybody. I don't think anybody in their right mind is expecting them to sign Steven Stamkos today. But, all right, go for it. But dust off the old Pegula Brad Richards copter that's been sitting in storage for the last decade. Whatever that handbook was that they were, dust that off to go sign Brad Richards. Dust that baby off and let's go take your swing. Go take your swing. See if you get lucky. Offer him the most money. Maybe he'll do it. You never know. It doesn't hurt to try, right? But if they did pull that off, I mean, what would tomorrow be like? I can't fathom it because I haven't lived with the Sabres having an expectation for years like they would have if they signed Steven Stamkos. Jeremy asked last week, like, what move would really get people invested or get people fired up for opening night more than getting Lindy would? I mean, this would do it. But again, it's like 1% chance. What would it be, the most stunning thing since what, if they signed Stamkos? 803-0550 is the phone number. Let's get to the phones. Go to Pat and Kenmore. What's up, Pat?
Hey, guys. So, for me, it's pretty short-lived, but the last time I could say I was truly stunned was when we traded for Antonio Brown for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, yep.
For me, that's the last time I could say I was. So, I just want to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah.
And have a good one.
I'm glad. Thank you, Pat, for calling and mentioning this, because I don't know that I would have thought of it otherwise. Yeah, when they traded for Antonio Brown for the 2 hours that we thought he was coming to the Bills, I was... So my story on that is, again, was hosting the nightcap then, and the Sabres would have been playing that night. So I go home, and so I wouldn't have done the nightcap because Sabres played. So I went home, and I'm just sitting at home, and I'm not that far away. I'm like 10 minutes away. And the Antonio Brown tweet from Rappaport that said the Bills were trading for him drops. Is it during the third period of that Sabre game? It was at night. It was definitely late at night. Maybe like 9 o'clock, 9:30. Maybe the Sabre game must have still been going, but was in like the third period. So I see that tweet. And, of course, you're texting your buddies, and everyone's like, oh, wow, look at this. They just traded for the best receiver in the league. Let's go. And then Brian texts me, Brian Koziel texts me, and asks if I want to pop in to talk with him about the Brown trade. So, being 10 minutes away, I'm like, of course. Yeah, I'll pop in there. So, I come in. There is a show that might be hard to find, but is somewhere in our on-demand audio. There's a show that was about an hour and a half of me and Brian talking about the Bills acquiring Antonio Brown. Talking about Antonio Brown, the Buffalo Bill. And we had people calling in, like, overjoyed about it. Like, it was Rappaport, right? It wasn't some rumor. It was Rappaport. So you thought, okay, this is definitely happening if he's putting his name on it. I think maybe right at the end, right before we signed off, it started to filter out that, hey, this isn't done. Like, he might not want to come here. This is not as done as Rappaport's saying. So by the end of the show, I think we had realized, but there's an hour and a half show that we did on Brown coming here. And it was, you know, the caller says, like, floored by it. Like, we were floored by it. The Bills had just gotten good, but we weren't used to them making... Well, actually, they had just gotten good. Allen wasn't amazing yet. That's before 2020. Allen was not amazing yet. So we definitely weren't used to living in a reality where the Bills were the type of team that was going to go get the best receiver in the sport. They dodged a bullet, by the way, with that one. How would history be different? They dodged a bullet with that one. Yeah, it's good. That's a good answer. Stamkos signing today would be the most stunning thing since what? Jeff in Tampa. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, it didn't work out, but at the time, I was shocked that we were able to get Taylor Hall. Who didn't think Taylor Hall and Michael were going to light it up?
Yeah.
And they overpaid for him, too, really, like we're talking now.
Yeah, no, totally. Although it was a one-year deal. Like, I remember the money being higher than people thought for him, 8 years or $8 million. The 1 year deal part of it, though, is where it maybe made sense. Like, hey, come play with Eichel and put up some big numbers, and then you'll take that, and from there you'll get a big extension. And that did not work because he actually did still get the extension, but one goal with the Sabres, right? Was it one or two? How many goals did he score for the Sabres? $8 million for the 1 year. He scored 2 goals, 17 assists in 37 games.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, that happened. I mean, good thing they didn't sign him long term, right? Because he really. I mean, that's the danger of today, right? Had they signed Taylor Hall that offseason, he was 29 years old, to a 7-year deal, they would have been the talk of the league. Look at Buffalo. Here we go. One last run at, you know, this core. Eichel and Reinhardt and Ristolainen still. Like, one last run at one last kick at the can here. And they go get Taylor Hall. Imagine if it had been a 7-year contract. Because you might have thought, hey, if they're going to get Taylor Hall, that's probably what it's going to take. You're going to have to give him long-term commitment at that money. And had they done that, they'd be stuck. Because he's 32 now, and he's... a year ago, Boston traded him as a cap dump to Chicago. After a 36-point season, last year he was hurt all year. You'd be really regretting that if you had signed him long-term. You know, is this worth pointing out at all, that the first two people that have called in with, hey, if they signed Stamkos today, be the most stunned I've been since Antonio Brown, Taylor Hall, and the instant reaction to that is, well, good thing they didn't sign those guys or commit to those guys for long. They dodged two bullets there, maybe. Is that a point to be made here about today at all? Paul's made it, right? Like, this is not where you want to build your team. I like the idea of putting your last piece being from free agency. I think that is always okay. If your last piece of the puzzle, and that's what the Sabres would be doing. They would not be building their team from free agency. Good answer, though, on Hall. My story on that, too. Couple of these, you know, it's a stunner when you remember where you were. I don't know how many of those I'll have. Like, I remember where I was when they signed Hall. I remember where I was when they announced the Mario Williams signing. I remember where I was when they traded for Diggs. And for Hall, that was the first night that I had gone out to a bar since COVID. So that is like the COVID shutdown is in March, the first one, March of 2020. And I went out with some friends for the first time. And that's what? Is that October? So that's like 7 months. after everything had been shut down, that like, all right, first night out, and I walk in, and the first thing my buddy tells me is, hey, the Sabres just signed Taylor Hall. And of course, like, oh, hello to you too. Yeah. You got me. And then it was real. And same thing, like, didn't see that coming. This though, the reason I'm going to stick with Mario as my answer is because Stamkos signing would top this, would top that, right? Stamkos signing would top the Taylor Hall signing. Stamkos is more credible. Hall was a very good player. A very good player. For a long time. But Stamkos is a multi-cup champion captain that is going to the Hockey Hall of Fame, is one of the greatest goal scorers of his generation. Hall also, at 29, like, again, we saw the avenue. His avenue was, how do I get to my big contract? And playing with Eichel, one-year deal, like, you could kind of see that. Prove it deal a little bit. Stamkos is not looking for, you know, how do I get to my next big contract? He'll get to that. He's looking for, you might guess, where's my best chance to win a cup again? I'm 33, you know, time to go. Like, this is it. This might be my last stop, wherever I sign. He's just a more, I don't know, he's a more credible figure in the sport. And anyone lending that credibility, that level, to this team right now would just be, I just can't imagine it. Let's go to Rob in Connecticut. Morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Joe. What's going on? What's up, Josh? You know, it's crazy. You're getting me all fired up over here, Joe. That would be awesome. But it was when we signed Diggs, that was like crazy. I was like, we're bringing the Minnesota Miracle here. Maybe we can make a miracle happen here. You know, it's like that was a very, very surprising move on our part. But also Vaughn Miller. But the Stamkos thing is definitely like, oh, that would just make us like drool for the whole season. That would be something. I like the Henrique thing though too. That would be awesome. But
yep,
keep doing what you're doing, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Henrique to me is like the name I've keyed in on as realistic, fits exactly what they need. Third line center, veteran leader, still good, still can put up points, defensively responsible, face offs, right? Adam Henrique just feels like he fits everything. He's 34, which I actually think makes him easier to get for the Sabres in this circumstance because you might be the only team willing to give him term. And if you want the cherry on top, he's from Brantford, Ontario, which is 90 minutes from the arena. You got to play that game. You got to play the game of who's from here, who's close, because I might need to use that in my sales pitch, and Henrique's nearby. Wouldn't be stunned if they signed him. Stamkos signing, though, would be just... what are the odds? Josh, what do you think the odds are? I just opened an article to read during the break that Greg Wyshynski just tweeted at ESPN. 16 potential fits for Stamkos. It's about Stamkos sweepstakes. Here's a look at 16 teams that could go after Stamkos or would make sense for Stamkos. What are the odds the Sabres are not one of these 16 teams? We've got a guy out, Chad is out there saying like, oh yeah, they'll go after him. What are the odds they're just not even mentioned?
I'd say like 75%. Like, wait. We're talking about fit, right?
Half now, the league.
We're not talking
right,
about
fit.
The fact that they would go for him, the fact that he would fit.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no,
that's right.
I'd 75 might be a little aggressive.
That's funny, though.
There's
no chance they're going to be mentioned. And half the league is mentioned. They won't be mentioned.
I just don't think he will. Like, I mean, like, think about, like, the teams he could mention.
Oh, no, of course.
Like,
of course. Well,
like, obviously, like, Tampa's not there, and you're not going to mention, like, Utah or
Columbus.
Like,
he might mention Tampa.
Seattle. Like, you're not going to mention some of these teams, and I just feel like the Sabres might be part of that list still.
Let's go to Mark in Amherst. Morning, Mark.
Good morning. Well, I'd just like to say that Stamkos was coached by Lindy in the 2013 World Championship, so he should have the relationship with Lindy. And he has the same agent as Jeff Skinner, so you would think that Adams did his due diligence and at least had some conversations to see if we showed up with a if we showed up with a blank check, if we could maybe land him.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'm not going to be shocked if we land Steven Stamkos. We have the money. Even though we haven't made the playoffs the last 13 years, you know, this is right now, and this team has talent, and Stamkos could see that. We got good goaltending. We got talent up front. We just need some pieces, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this.
I'm not. You know, your optimism is infectious. I appreciate Mark making the case pro. Why Stamkos would want to come here? I'm not going to knock you down for it. I can't believe it's going to happen. They have some talent. They do have some talent, but I don't know if the league sees it that way. I don't know if Stamkos sees it that way. I would guess he doesn't. He plays for the Lightning. I mean, no offense to Tage Thompson, or even not even Tage, because Tage is shown to be elite for a season. But no offense to Cousins or Paterka or Quinn, the prospects, right? Savoy, these guys. Stamkos has played with Braden Point and Nikita Kucherov for 5 years. And the four guys he's most often on the ice with are Kucherov, Point, Victor Hedman, and what, Sergachev? He's played with all-world, all-time greats. I don't know how impressed he'd be by Cousins and Tuck. I don't know. I can't get there. I appreciate you being able to get there, though. Thanks, Mike, for the call. Mark, for the call. Time out here. Jeremy, I think when we come back, getting in on the Sabres a little bit. Free agency and the draft as well. We'll get some phone calls in along the way. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to you. It's Jeremy and Joe. Free agency day. Enjoy it. Hopefully we get something surprising. That would be really fun. We'll see. 803-0550 is the phone number. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.